Hi guys, welcome to another S Squared Media Value Bomb. Today we had Andy Bounds on, who is actually Britain's best sales trainer, voted officially. He's also a best-selling author and international consultant. So this was a really, really great interview for anyone who really wants to identify how to sell better, how to retain more customers, how to actually improve their communication, close more deals. We covered a lot today. So great bit of value, great interview, lots of learning. I'd recommend get out a notepad, make some notes, and you're gonna really get a lot from this.
Absolutely. So our goal is to really empower you guys through education. So if you want any sort of advice, if you have any questions whatsoever, I'm gonna put our links down in the bio below. Cameron Scott on LinkedIn, Scott Hennessy on LinkedIn, and enjoy, guys.
Andy, thanks so much for joining us today.
You're welcome.
Perfect. So Andy is actually was voted Britain's best sales trainer of the year, and he is a keynote speaker. He's an international consultant. He's a best-selling author. And basically today, Andy, what we want to do is ask you a few questions about sales, about marketing, really gain some of your insights. We actually watched one of your talks.
Absolutely amazing.
And we were really, really impressed with the content. So I guess where we could get started today, Andy, is how did you actually get into sales, into marketing? What was your entry point into the industry?
Okay, so, well, we're all in sales, whether we realize it or not. So I was talking to a lady the other day and she says she hated sales. And 2 minutes later, she was telling me how she manages to get her children to tidy their bedrooms. Well, that means you're pretty good at sales, you know. So anytime you get someone to do something you want in a way that they're delighted by, well, that is a sale in a way. You're selling an idea or selling a concept. My background, I used to teach people how to pass their accountancy exams. So there's a lot of selling there. You have to sell that they should listen to you, sell the techniques, sell they have to approach questions a certain way they don't want to. And so I remember going to a presentation by a bank once, a sales presentation, and it was frankly dire. And I remember thinking, why are you being so boring? You have this wonderful opportunity and you've just been unprofessional. I mean, if you look after my money the way you've looked after your audience today, I don't want to talk to you again. And then a week later, I saw another presentation by another banker that was also dire. Mm-hmm. And I suddenly realized that most communication isn't actually that good. Yeah. We often can be a bit too boring. We can focus too much on ourselves. Mm-hmm. And that was, if you like, my light bulb moment. I've done lots of study into how people's brains work and how they receive information and so on. And I realized that the sales world didn't know some of the stuff I did. And so I set off on my own. And then 15 years later, we're doing okay.
Fantastic. That's yeah, it's a great story. So when we actually watched your speech, Andy, you talked about something called your ABCs of selling. So this is a really, really nice system that we loved. So if you could go into that, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, sure. So my ABC is I want to simplify selling. If you look at what the world's best salespeople do, they all do lots of things, but there's three in particular they do. But when you're in the middle of a sale, it can be very tense. You know, so anyone watching this video now, you know, when you're in Starbucks talking to a potential customer, your adrenaline's flying. Even if you love it, it's flying. And if you hate it, it's really flying. Mm-hmm. So it's very hard to think clearly when stress levels are up. Yep. So I wanted to give people a very simple thing they could remember, even in the absolute depths of stress you can be in. And so I simplified these three things that all the best people do. And got them beginning with the letters ABC, and here we go. So next time people are talking to a customer, I advise very strongly you follow my ABC approach. The A stands for afters, the B is build certainty, and the C is close. Afters, build certainty, and close. What I mean by this, the A stands for afters. So when you're talking to a customer or a potential customer, you want to find out where they want to be after working with you. Mm-hmm. Now, it's really important this, because let's say someone talks to you and say, I think I'd like a website. And you go, okay, well, we do websites and they're red and sometimes they're blue and here's examples of what we've done. So there you're talking about the website. You're not talking about what happens after the website. Mm. So if someone says they want a website, you say, great, well, we do lots of websites. Just so I'm clear, what impact do you want the website to have? Are you looking to win more business? Are you looking to impress the competition? Are you looking to provide credibility? Are you looking to sell stuff online? I mean, what are the afters of it? What is the impact? Mm-hmm. So that's your first question. Similarly, if you work in a marketing agency and someone says they want a press release, don't say, how long do you want it to be? You say, why do you want a press release? Yep. What outcome are you looking to achieve after you've done it? If people invite me in and say, Andy, can you teach us how to do cold calling? I say, yeah, sure. Why do you want to know that? And they go, because I'm not very good at it. And I say, how do you know? And they go, because everyone's diaries are empty. No one's seeing any customers. So I say, so after the word, do you want your diaries full? And they go, yeah, we really do. So they don't want cold calling training. They want full diaries.
Yep.
Does this make sense? Can I explain this okay?
Absolutely.
So what happens with customers is very often, it's like the Henry Ford quote, if I'd done what customers wanted, that I would have built a faster horse.
Mm.
So customers often say to you, digital person, I want digital stuff. And they don't really know. That's like saying, I want a faster horse.
Yep.
So your first thing is, what do you want to happen after it? What's the impact looking to cause? That's the A.
Sure.
Once you know that, the B is build certainty. You then say, well, look, we can help you do this because, and then you have to provide comfort to them, certainty that you'll get these afters.
Mm-hmm.
So someone's talking to me the other day and they said they were looking to sell their products in a very crowded market and their product is more expensive than everybody else. So the afters are more sales, less price objections.
Mm-hmm.
So I then built certainty. I told stories about when I'd helped other companies in other sectors achieve those exact results.
Mm.
I told them what how I would work with them to make sure it happened. I told them how we would overcome the challenges we'd have with some of their sales team. So the person was talking to me thought, oh, I'll be all right with him. Mm. They feel total certainty. So A, ask questions, find the afters. B, give certainty by telling stories and giving evidence it'll work. And then the C is close. You then need to close it down. And what I mean by close is, I see lots of people in sales think my job is to impress the customer. You go, no, it's not. Your job is to get the customer to do something. So impress them, and then you have to say, so should we get cracking then? Or how soon would you like to start? Or is there any reason we can't just get going straight away?
Mm-hmm.
So you have to ask that, when do you want to start? Because if you don't ask it, nothing starts.
Yeah, sure.
And you can often tell how poor people are at this by having a look at how they communicate. So, I mean, I would recommend anyone who's watching this video, have a look at the most recent communication you created. Maybe it was a presentation or an email or something. And have a look at the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
To see what the close is like. Because the close of every communication should have a call to action in it. So the bottom line of an email should say, please, can you do X? You should ask someone to do something.
Mm-hmm.
But the bottom line of most emails says, should you have any questions, please don't hesitate to call. So nobody does anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know? The final slide of a presentation should say, next steps. These are the actions. Mm-hmm. But normally the final slide says, thank you. So your customer says, you're welcome. Now get out. So they're the three steps. A, ask about the afters. Ask good questions. See what output they want. Secondly, B, build certainty. Prove you can get them those afters. And C, close it off by saying, so what are our next steps? And as long as you do that, you'll sell more than you do now.
Absolutely. I completely agree with that process. I think it's quite straightforward. And, you know, sales is about building relationships. The ability to take conversations from point A to point B and really lead them on that journey. So, you know, most salespeople typically think the close is what sales is about, but actually it's the pre-approach. It's about asking those intelligent questions, being able to really unearth those answers, and then obviously selling that solution to their problem. So obviously the cornerstone of that is communication, and how do we use dialogue to really move our prospects from one point to another? So what does true communication mean to you, Andy? You know, how do you ensure that consistency, not just with your prospects, but also with your clients?
Okay, yeah, great question. So so a few things there. One of them, I loved every word you said then, but if there was one word I liked best, it was the word dialogue. Communication should be a two-way thing that leads to an action. Mm. Yep, so all those words I've said are important for communication, should be a two-way thing that leads to an action. So hopefully people watching this video enjoy it more because we're having a conversation rather than me just shouting at the World Wide Web. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But this sounds so obvious. You should have a dialogue with customers that lead to an action. But normally when people go and see a customer, they might, for example, prepare slides. Now, if you prepare slides, you're just preparing to speak.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you call a monologue.
Yep.
Or I'm from Liverpool, that's what we call a rant. So if you prepare slides, you're preparing to rant. If you prepare questions, you're preparing to dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things I always really encourage people to do, even if you despise my ABC effect, as a minimum, you must prepare questions. It's more important to prepare questions than slides. If you prepare slides, you rant. Prepare questions, they rant. So at least getting them involved.
Mm.
But then it has to lead to an action. There is zero point having a conversation with someone if you don't end it with, so what should we do next? Mm-hmm. There is zero point doing a presentation if your final slide doesn't say, what are the next steps? There's zero point having a meeting if your final agenda item is any other business, because everyone just keeps talking. You need your final agenda item to be actions.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So you have to have a dialogue that leads to an action. And as long as you do that, every single communication, you'll be more successful than you are now.
And I think a big point to mention about that is that momentum and continuing that momentum to be able to lead them to a place. Yeah. And once they get to that place, then they're often really, really, you know, trustworthy of you and more likely to buy your service or product, which is great.
I think that's a great point. And a lot of salespeople, they do kind of, maybe not consciously, but they approach the communication from a monologue standpoint. So they'll go in, they'll ask a couple of questions, and then they'll get straight into their pitch. And it's 10, 15 minutes of them talking, and they're not actually asking any questions or even kind of, you know, trial closing throughout and, you know, asking if that makes sense there, asking if that would work there. So I think those simple little questions, adding them into the actual communication can have a huge effect and actually create that dialogue. So, yeah.
Sure. And let's give a couple of questions now, which I find very useful. So, I mean, if you're listening to this, pen and paper out, these are great questions to ask. So one of them is, and before I carry on, does everything make sense that I've said so far? Great question to ask. If they say yes, you can follow it up with, just out of interest, what have you found most useful about what I've said so far? So does it make sense? And what sounds useful? The minute they say what sounds useful, next question is, why is that? And all of a sudden, by saying, does it make sense? What's most useful? Why is that? They begin to talk about what's exciting to them. Mm-hmm. When you get towards the end, rather than say, should we get going? Because the customer might have a concern. You say, before we carry on, everything feels okay to me. But have you got any concerns? Because if they say, no, I haven't, you carry on to the close. If they say, yes, I have, you say, oh, I'm glad I asked. What are they? And then you can dialogue and hopefully remove the concerns. Yep. At the end, a great question to ask is, rather than saying, would you like it, yes or no, you say, how soon would you like this? Mm. Because the only answer to how soon would you like this is soon, late, or never. If they say soon, out come the diary, and that's what you call a sale. If they say late, at least you might be having the sale, but you can say, okay, can I just check why you don't want to do it sooner? Mm-hmm. If they say never, you say, well, I'm glad I asked, why not? So asking questions like this, the answer is going to be one of two or three things, and you can respond in the right way to each of those two or three things, and it feels like a dialogue. That's the thing.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. It's about temperature testing, isn't it? Checking the temperature as you go along the sale, and obviously sort of restructuring your sort of approach to making them get that actual sale. So that's great. And then, of course, sales. Okay, it's how to... Sales fundamentally grows a business, okay? The way that we can really grow sales, being able to really take a business to that next level organically. So in terms of building that sustainable sort of growth, you know, what kind of strategies would you advise to use in terms of really extending that customer lifetime value and really making sure that they repeat business with you?
Okay. So there's two things here. Firstly, sales is a function of three numbers, right? Number one is the number of people you see. So see twice as many customers, you're probably gonna sell twice as much stuff. And secondly is your conversion rate. So if you convert twice as many, so it's great, if you double the number of people you see and you double your conversion rate, you've gone up by four. And the third thing is how good you are at turning one sale into two. So when they bought something, either did they buy something else or did they recommend you to their mate and their mate buy something else?
Yeah, sure.
And they're the only three numbers that matter. So the simple way to make sure, I said there are two things. So this is the first one. You've got to make sure that you're pretty good at all three of those. You're seeing enough people and or you're good at converting and or you're good at turning one sale into two. Now, if you were to give your company a mark of an A, B or C, A brilliant, C rubbish, for each of those three, any company that's A, I can guarantee their sales are good.
Yep.
But if you've got a company that will grade themselves, as many people do, BBC, so we're okay for people, we're okay for converting, and we are dreadful at asking for sale too, then straight away you see simple things you can do. So that's the first thing I would advise anyone to do. Do that very simple ABC for those three things. Number of people you see, conversion rates, and turning one sale into two. Then the second thing you do is this, and this is really important. With sales, the thing that, well, not just sales, in life, the thing that drives what you do is the stuff that's in the calendar or the diary. So we've had this call in our diary today, and guess what? We were able to do it. If it wasn't in the diary, we wouldn't have time to do it because other stuff would be in the diary.
So
one of the things that drives my business, for example, is the number of referrals I get. Mm-hmm. So therefore, in my diary, I have a diary entry which comes up once a week. It's only 20 minutes because I can't face anymore. And my 20-minute diary entry says every week, ask for one referral. That's all it says. It doesn't say get a referral. It says ask for a referral.
Yep.
And as long as I ask, that will do for me because I found that works for my business. Now, let's do some maths here. I do this every week. And I say I have 10 weeks off because I can do the maths. And so that means 40 weeks a year I work. Well, that means I ask for 40 referrals. They don't all work, but let's say half of them do. Well, I've just got 20 pieces of business for doing nothing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not hard. I mean, all I do to ask for referrals is I speak to a customer who likes my work and say, do you like my work? And they say, yes. And then I say, I'm delighted. What do you like best about it? And they say, X, Y, Z. And then I say, I'm delighted. Do you mind if I ask you a favor? Mm-hmm. Well, they're loving me then because they just talking about X, Y, Z. And I say, I would love to speak to so-and-so, you know, on LinkedIn. Would you feel comfortable introducing me?
Yeah, of course.
Now, imagine if you did that every week, but you can't do it unless it's in your diary because there's not time because other stuff's in the diary. So you have to proactively put stuff in the diary every week to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I think there's two great points there as well. And you know, you talk about the amount of appointments you can actually set to begin with. So that's something that we can actually all just focus on and put our kind of, I guess, sales self-esteem in terms of that we're actually taking that action and we're actually booking those appointments in. And then over time, the more appointments that we have, the better we get to know our process, then our conversion rate's going to go up over time naturally anyway. As long as we're taking in the right information, we're learning from our experiences, then over time it's going to get easier to ask for that referral. It's going to get easier to get that extra sale, that repeat piece of business. So I think that comes together really, really nicely. Yeah, absolutely.
I think something both me and Cameron have picked up in coaching as well with Southwestern Consulting is, you know, your top line activity equals your bottom line results. So the more activity you have, the greater output will be at the end. And I think with that mindset and being able to clearly plan out your weeks and become very organized, there's no reason why anybody, you know, startup salespeople, professional salespeople can really, you know, take that as a real driver for themselves and become anything they want, which is incredible. And that's what sales can offer people, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's doing, I mean, I love what you're saying here about the getting into a good rhythm with it. I remember reading a cooking book by Heston Blumenthal. Now, he does fancy, like really weird cooking stuff. Amazing, I'm sure, amazing. Yep. But some of it was really involved. But I remember one thing he said was about how to boil an egg. He was talking about different proteins in the egg, meaning you have to cook it a certain way or something. And he says, I know that it takes some of the magic out if I tell you how long to cook an egg for, because you want to be all creative. But actually, if you don't have that basic knowledge of how long an egg takes to cook, you're going to mess up your eggs. So, and it's a bit like that with sales. If you go into sales and want to do wonderful creative stuff, that's fine, but you do need to know how long it takes to boil an egg. You know, and you'll get more business if you talk to existing customers and say, how else can I help you? Mm-hmm. Then you will go into Chamber of Commerce 2 hours a week networking, hoping you bump into a stranger who might just want to buy your stuff there and then. I mean, the odds of that working are tiny compared to talking to existing customers and say, how else can we help? So yeah, getting good rhythm. But getting the rhythm for the stuff that's most likely to work, don't just do what you did last week, because last week might not have been very good.
Yeah,
absolutely. That's I think that's a great way to round this off, Andy. You know, taking action, improving over time, and some absolute value bombs there, I think, for everyone watching. So that's great. I think we've pretty much come up on time now, Andy. So thanks so much
for
speaking with us today. Really appreciate that. So where can we find you online? I know you've got a couple of books out at the minute, The Jelly Effect, The Snowball Effect, and also Top Dog. So you can find them on Amazon, right?
Yeah, that's right. So there's books. So if people want to read up on this stuff, that's great. If people prefer learning through videos, I've got an online video club. So this sort of stuff we're doing now, there's 140 of them. And that's just Andy Bounds Online. So go to andybounsonline.com. There's loads of videos in there. And sometimes people just want to learn by asking questions. I basically just sit in my office with nothing to do. So if anyone wants to email me, andy@andybounds.com, you're very welcome. I always answer myself. I might take a couple of hours to get back to you. But if you've got any questions that you don't feel we've covered on this video, just andybounds.com. The videos are andybounds.online.com, or as you say, the books are on Amazon.
Perfect.
Fantastic. Awesome stuff, Andy.
Yeah,
awesome
absolutely. Stuff. Thank you so much. And I'm sure on behalf of our audience as well, they really, really appreciate your words and what we've been able to do today. So thank you for that. And yeah, we'll see what happens in the future. Of course, we've all got big goals, us and Cameron and yourself as well. So it'd be great to check in and see how things are going.
Okay, cool. You're welcome. Thanks, chaps. All the best, everyone. Thank you.
Cheers.